What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, whoever you are, thanks for listening to us.
What's your name?
Chinese best friend. Mike, I think the listeners...
Do you have another best friend?
No, Michael Blackson.
You don't have like a Puerto Rican best friend?
Oh, I
like
have
Mexican
a
best friend.
Filipino best friend.
Oh, who's that?
I've known him for 15 years, you know.
That's a long time. Where is he?
Yeah. Well, he's not here right now.
I know that motherfucker. Where's the nigga at?
Well, I got maybe a new one that's coming.
Okay. That's later. You have any white best friends or are you just racist?
Oh, white best friends?
Yes.
I haven't found him yet, but...
I have a white best friend.
Yeah, you do? Oh, I've never met him, Michael Blackson.
Dave Steinberg. Remember one time you drove me?
I
pretended he was my personal chauffeur so I could look like I'm rich too.
Yeah. I remember that.
Right. Yeah, I sat in the back seat of my own car.
Yeah.
And made you drop me off so I could look important.
That one looked good, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked real good, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
it looked
man.
Like you're President Barack Obama.
I know. Barack doesn't have a Rolls Royce. He probably has a Buick Skyhawk or some shit.
I mean, you're in the level now that you're Elvis Presley. How do you feel about that, Michael Blackson?
I mean, nobody ever called me a fucking Elvis Presley, but I appreciate the compliment.
Mike, I've hanged out with you before, walk around with you. It's like people screaming everywhere
homeless,
we go.
Homeless people screaming.
No, mother sucker. You almost caused a major accident off the 101 freeway when I was driving with you over there. There's this guy... He had like a 1992 Range Rover, just like me, and all he was doing was filming you off the 101 freeway. I'm like, Mike, he's gonna get in a fucking accident, and he got you on tape.
That's not a fan, that's a stalker, motherfucker.
No, he's a fan, Mike. You know what's the crazy thing is, when I'm with you, we could be eating somewhere real fancy, and you hear a guy screaming in the background. Hey, you mother sucker! And then all the people go, what the fuck is going on?
My fans are real... That shit happens all the time. I could be in an airport. Yeah. A bunch of black kids would like, see me, hey, you bitch nigga.
How you feel about that?
And then the white lady like,
what the fuck?
What's wrong? These people are so mean. Yeah. I'm like, it's okay. These are my fans. Fans, what do you do? Are you a killer? I'm not a fucking killer. Why you call you a bitch nigga? Don't say the N-word, motherfucker. But yeah, it's our love, man.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed about your friends. It's like the more they say disrespectful things, is the more they love you, I think.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's amazing.
All my fans, the more love they show me, the worse they curse me. Like, you black bitch nigga. Yeah. I'm like, that guy loves me.
Yeah, that guy loves me. That guy looks at my page every day.
He lives on my page. Those are my true fans, man.
That's amazing. That's very different from all the big fans of other big people.
In fact, you know what's so funny? I share a birthday with like Trey Songz, right? And I'm out one year, I went on his Trey Songz page on his birthday, and the girl's like, oh my God, Trey Songz, we love you. Throwing panties at you, panties. And I come on my page on my birthday, hey, you black bitch, crispy fuck. This is on your birthday. This is the day your mom shitted you out, you black piece of shit. I'm like, that motherfucker loved me right there.
He loves you a lot.
A lot of love.
He'll do anything.
The High Go Seek Olympics is coming up in 2022.
Oh,
so
really?
Right now, Akon has been in first place. He won 10 years in a row. Lil Boosie is up there too. And of course, Flavor Flav has won a few. Wesley Snipes lost a couple of years ago. And Don Cheadle came in third place. So I'm trying to win it all this year.
You will probably win first place.
You
got real good darkness on you. You look like you've been swimming with the dolphins in Ghana for a while.
What the fuck the dolphins got to do with me getting dark?
Oh, hanging out in the ocean, Mike.
Okay, thanks, man. How long you guys been together?
Oh, it's been a good 5 years, Mike.
Why is she still your girlfriend, Chinese best friend? Are you scared to commit to her?
Yeah, after you proposed on national television, I feel like I'm going to have to propose. Also,
you have a ring, or you want to borrow you?
Yeah, can I borrow your ring?
I'll see if I get rather give the friendship. I gave her a promissory ring before the engagement ring. I'll see if I give you like you borrow that.
Michael Blackson, you hand me down clothes, not engagement rings. For goodness gracious! Yeah, thanks, Mike. We could talk about it after the show. I'll take it.
Okay.
Thanks. I got to talk to Ryder because she likes that ring more than her engagement ring. And that ring was like freaking 10% of what the engagement ring cost. She liked that rather ring better. I'm like, I could have saved a whole lot of money. I could have just tricked you. And just
she likes the cheaper version.
Took the ring off her hand while she was asleep and just give it to her the next day and just got on my knees and put on her other finger. Save myself.
I was going to propose Michael Blackson, but after seeing your very sweet proposal, I don't think I could beat that.
Don't try to beat me. Just impress your Chinese people. What can you do to impress them? Like, can you like
eat more rice? I don't know, Mike.
Good. I'm glad you said it because I don't want no Chinese hate crime.
Chinese people are not listening to us right now. They have other things to do.
Like what?
I don't know. Probably like making Louis Vuitton bags or Honda Civic. I mean, we're shortage in vehicles right now.
There is shortage. COVID, they fucked a lot of things up. Yeah. Talk about changing names. Guess who changed their name officially?
Huh?
Kanye West.
No.
He's no longer Kanye. He's now Ye.
Hasn't he always been Ye?
Well, now he just Ye by himself. Just now.
With no last name? Just first name?
The nigga is Ye, okay? Nah, he's just half a name. He's Ye. He just half a name. And he also has a half a haircut. You saw that nigga has a new haircut?
Yeah, that guy haircut looked like he didn't pay his gardener. You know, when you don't pay your gardener when they're gardening?
No, I just think Stevie Wonder cut his hair. Or he got his hair cut in the dark.
You know, Michael Black says Stevie Wonder can't see, but he could hear.
Maybe his barber cut his hair with a machete, or they probably used a fucking iron. Kanye, Yeezy, Ye, whatever your fucking name is, get a new barber, motherfucker, because he fucked your shit up.
I think Supercut could give him a better haircut.
Supercut
than
only
that.
Cut white people's hair, Chinese best friend. I've never seen no goddamn black man Supercut.
My first haircut in the United States was Supercuts.
Chinese best friend. Yes. You're not black.
Supercuts was my first.
How many have you seen a black man at Supercut?
Oh, you know what?
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I live next to it. I'm going to go drive by there tomorrow. You're right.
Just take a black dog there. See if they would even try to cut that puppy's hair. You are also Chinese, but you're Filipino.
Mike, I'm half. It's okay.
Who claim you? Filipinos or Chinese niggas? Which one claim you?
I think Filipinos claim me more because social media is not allowed in China. I might have to change my name, Mike, because my followers have been stuck for 2 years, the same amount.
You haven't gained no followers in 2 years?
Yeah, it's been stuck there.
Like, every time I tag you, what happens?
I lose followers. Yeah, because they know that I'm with you. And then I gain followers when you don't post anything. And they'll be like, where's Michael
Roxo? So you
want
to change your name to?
Filipino best friend.
Right. What are you wearing today, Filipino Chinese best friend?
I'm wearing a beautiful sweater from your other room. Thanks, Michael Blackson. I'll make sure to return it.
First time I ever went to jail was because of this nigga.
What? Buck got you locked up?
Buck got me locked up. Let me tell you what happened. Y'all probably heard the story. Kev told the story. It was me, Kevin Hart, Buck Wild, Toure Gordon, right? Put this in the toilet, man. Is that Buckster? We're all driving to we're supposed to go to New York to do, one of them comedians, do his room in New York, right? So we all meet up at Winners. Remember Winners? It was 11th and Arch, whatever. We all meet up there. We decided to get in one car. You know what I mean? I had just got my little Taurus. I didn't want to put miles in my car. Kev had some bullshit. Teray had Buck had like a nice maximum, like, okay, this one will make the road. You know what I mean? And we decide we're gonna take Buck's car. I don't know how this nigga, for some reason, when a nigga don't wanna drive his own car, that's a sign. That don't fucking get.
He had a journey.
I'm the dumb retarded nigga that's picked to drive this nigga's car. I'm driving, I think Teray's in the front, or Buck or whatever, and then you got Buck and Kev in the back. We're driving to New York. You remember the fucking exit, of course, motherfucker. We're on the turnpike. All of a sudden, I see State Trooper. I don't know why I get nervous. I see the State Trooper. Now I'm hitting the brakes. I'm up doing all retarded. I'm paranoid. don't know. It was way before Black Lives Matter. So I don't know why. I was still nervous and shit, right? So then the cop is around. I think he reading the license plate, you know. Next thing you know, whoa. Pull us over, pull our guns, get out the car, drive up, turn around. Dog, I never been pulled before.
Right.
He said, dude, I'm about to make the wrong turn and get the fuck shot.
Right.
He's like, put your hands up, driver, lay on the floor. Buck, what did the driver say? What did the cop say? You used to that shit. What did he say?
Driver, get out the car. Michael, get out the fucking car. He tell my officer, you might remember.
Oh, nigga, I ain't saying that part yet. And Terrell, like.
Terrell out the car, Kev out the car. The next thing you know, they like, Aziz White. Get out the car. I'm like, how the fuck the cops know my name? Mike done told the cops my real name.
Mike Snitch
Jordy. You fucking real I did, nigga.
He snitched Jordy. He's
in. Me a fake Rolex. He got me dropped. So make a long story short, right?
You driving a hot car.
No, the car's not even. This is what happened. And we all did this.
Hold on for your question further.
Aziz White.
He said you snitched on me. You're fucking right. You showed me a fake rolling heavy driving this fucking car.
Buck, nobody going to jail for you. Let me tell you what the fuck happened, right? I ain't going to jail for you, Buck. I will snitch on your ass in a hot minute. So here we are. This is something we all did in Philly back in the day. When you get a lot of tickets on your car, what do?
You switch the plate.
Exactly. You report the plate stolen.
Right.
And you get a new plate.
Right.
But this nigga had a plate that somebody has reported stolen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had that plate on his car.
Yeah.
So now when they read the plate, it's stolen. They think the car is stolen.
Right.
So when the state read the plate, they reported it's like stolen. So they think the car is stolen. They don't realize it's just a stolen plate.
Right.
So they think we got a stolen property. So they pulled us out and guns, whatever, all that shit. So next thing you know, we all in handcuffs. And while we in the car, this nigga, not only Buck selling fake Rolex, fake license plates, this nigga was big on counterfeit money.
Oh.
This nigga has like a bunch of counterfeit money in his pocket. So now he trying to throw the shit in the middle of the road before the cops figure it.
This nigga life is just fucking crazy.
He's the worst nigga ever, Buck. I'm so. So all right, so we on the holding cell. Why this? They took the car. We in the hold. They took us to Newark. It was by Newark. Took us to Newark holding cell. We on the cell. Buck like, yo, Mike. I got. He still has some money with him. So I got this money. He said, I need y'all. Can y'all chew this money? He trying to make us chew to make this money disappear. Like. Can y'all help me chew this money? I'm like, nigga, I'm not eating no fucking money. I'm not hungry. I ain't chewing no fucking. This nigga chewing money, mouth green and shit.
This nigga crazy. Buck is fucking crazy.
Make a long story short, we all ended up, you know, was in there for like 8-9 hours, whatever, and we all ended up out because it was stolen license plate. I'm like, you know, I had no idea. I know when the cops did pull me over, he said, who are you? I did say I'm a comedian. My headshot's in the trunk. That's what he's trying to say. I'm over talking about my headshot is in the trunk. I'm the African king of comedy. Nigga, I ain't say all that, motherfucker.
I heard you did, Mike. I saw
well,
that
that's what Kev said. Everybody had their own story. Kev's shit is on Facebook. Yeah.
I had to bite my fingernails
to fuck up his
fingerprints. Because if I didn't, they would have locked me the fuck up.
So yeah, so and the crazy thing about that whole story, the day we had to go to court, and Terrell ended up having like Warren and Buck because they didn't show up to court. Me and Kev, the only one that showed up to court.
Right.
The day I had to go to court was the same day. This was 1999. It was the same day I had to come to L.A. and audition for next Friday.
Wow.
Damn. Crazy. So I remember that day, me and Kev rented a car. We had to be at court 9 o'clock in the morning. We did court. I remember Kev drove back to the airport. Kev dropped me off at the airport. I caught my 1:50 p.m. flight. I remember we went to court 9, was out there at 10, made it to Philly back like close like 12:45-ish. And I caught a 1:50 flight p.m. to L.A. to audition
in front the director and the casting agent of the next of next Friday.
So how long you guys been in fucking?
Great question, Michael Blackson.
Well, you know, we've been together on and off for about 17 years now.
Wow.
Oh, Rick James was alive 17 years ago.
No, he was not.
Yes,
no,
he was.
No, so, so let me tell you. Look,
Mike,
look,
your Wi-Fi is not working.
Go to fact check. Listen, so what happened was it was just fate, right, man?
When did Rick James die? When did...
Wow.
Right. No,
she was having an affair with you.
No, she was. She was not. That's not how that happened.
I met Darius at the funeral.
Oh, you're right. Exactly. 17 years ago.
Yeah, at the funeral.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
and you know the way that it really went.
Well, you
down,
know what? That's why people crash funeral crashes. I heard of wedding crashes. I also heard of women are so vulnerable on funerals.
You're y'all right.
Sad no, and they're ready to give up
right,
the pussy.
No, no,
right?
You took that, advantage of me.
I did not know.
Guilty?
No, I am guilty, but I was taking advantage of.
I'm tying you up and burning you
please,
when we get
promise,
home.
Promise, yes. Titty.
Titty. Titty. Titty. Titty. Hey. Wow.
No, but you know what? It's really deep though, because we have a really deep connection. Being a veteran in this industry for 37 years now, you know, it's really hard to find people that are real, people that really understand what it is we go through as entertainers. You know, Mike, I always tell you all the time, man, and I mean, Chinese best to you too, man. I appreciate you brothers, you know, for being so real and being so solid, because people come and go, you know, and they some of them are better actors than us. You know,
even recently, where a lot of cloud chasers out there try to use different reasons for fame,
yeah, man. And I tell people all the time, I don't understand you chasing cloud. I wasn't even chasing fame. I never asked for any of this. You know, shit, I'm trying to get some of this shit back. I'm like a white person with white privilege. I don't even know I got this shit. I'm like, I don't want my white privilege. You know, but I mean, it's cool. You know, when you walk in somewhere and everybody knows your name, but then the problem with it is that
isn't Cheers.
Everybody knows. You go
where everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. And they're always glad you came.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Chinese best friend, you need to learn that song a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's all right, Chinese.
The lyrics.
It would be really impressive if you learned it in Chinese.
That would be fucking awesome.
That would be fucking awesome.
Great idea.
That we could do a remake.
Yeah.
You know? But and then we would mix it with, it's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. So you better sing Chinese best. That's harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue
inside this gentle wall.
You better say Chinese bestie. There.
Chinese bestie has hidden talents.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but I have hidden talent. I can't remember lyrics.
La 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 bam bam. Me toto toto.
La poca de gracia.
Me le le me le le me le. Si seré, posi seré, posi seré. Was Wizkid has like the hottest song right now, and he got the remix with Justin Bieber.
Hey, Michael Blackson. My thoughts are, I think you're the one that blew up every Afrobeat singer in the world.
Well, yeah, I showed him love because, you know, I think I introduced a lot of black people to the Afrobeat when I played it in my car all the time on IG and, you know.
Not just black people, Mike.
Everybody.
Chinese people.
Too. Yes, you too.
I only listen to Afrobeat right now.
Sing, can you sing any of it?
If I tell you that I love you.
Dun, 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 dun.
My money, my body, you know that, baby.
Oh,
la la business, talk to you. Hey,
Versace and what?
Versace
and Gucci.
Y'all need help.
You gotta see him.
I don't know the rest. Badu Jack in the building.
Badu Jack. Welcome to Mother Sucker Podcast.
Welcome. You recently fight on a Tyson and Holyfield fight.
Yeah, down here in the Staples Center. No, it was Tyson and Roy Jones.
I saw that. You won that fight.
Tyson and Roy Jones.
Yeah, he was really good.
Oh, yeah, he whooped his guys out. That was terrible.
That was an easy fight.
He beat his ass. What did the guy ever do to you to fuck him up that bad?
Now, he was talking shit. I was actually mad because this dude, he's like a club level fighter. He's not on my level. He's not a world championship fighter. So that was just supposed to be an easy fight. And he said he was talking so much shit at the press conference. Stuff, I'm gonna punish him.
So you would have took it easier if you would have just shut the fuck up.
I actually didn't knock him out. I just beat him up, punished him for the whole fight.
That's fucked up, man. Because you could have just knocked him out, made it easier for him, right? Just take a nap, right?
Right.
Instead, you just kept him in the ring and punished him. So he went home. Every money he made, every money that guy made, he needed to repair his body, right?
Right.
That's fucked up.
It's a hurt business.
So that's what it is. So I think, so with a fight, the more the opponent pisses you off, the harder you want to beat this motherfucker. Is that how it works?
Not really, because in a world-class level, you can't get mad. You got to stay focused. It's a little different. But this guy, it was not. That was in a world-class fight. I'm a world-class fighter. That guy was a club-level fighter.
What's a club level? What is that? What
like,
is
he fight on small shows. You know, I fight on
big level.
Big, the highest stage. You know, but it is what it is. You know, I'm not supposed to get mad either, but I just was a little pissed off.
He whooped his ass.
Shit, yeah. I should have put some.
I think
money
he had like
that.
He had a guy like broken rib, a torn fibula, a torn ACL. He had his rotator cuff got fucked up, and he
bladder infection,
a hysterectomy, and last but not least, a contusion of the nuts.
Mike, you should be a freaking announcer in one of those thriller fights.
Nah, those are
commentator.
All,
yeah,
this commentator. That's
medical terms I just use. I'm more of a doctor.
When are you gonna fight Jake Paul or the other Logan Paul?
Mike Tyson actually wanted me to fight one of them.
Yeah, why don't you do it? Or just fight both of them in the same day?
Nah, they can't. They're like, is it legal for you to fight a non-professional?
Well, Floyd fought them. But yeah, Floyd is smaller, and he's retired. But they don't want to fight me. I'm there the same size as them.
And you're a fighter.
Yeah, and I'm active, and I'm still, you know, I'm not a young guy, but I'm still, I mean, compared to them, I'm old, but I'm going to be 38.
You'll beat the shit out of them.
I'll murder them at the same time.
Those guys are always saying, well, I'm a professional fighter. I'm the pro my era.
The thing about them, though, they're very smart. They're good at marketing themselves.
Yeah.
They know they can't mess with a real fighter.
Washed
up YouTuber basketball player UFC fighters that are old, you know, or smaller.
Yeah.
But they're doing a great job. They make a lot of money, and you know, they get their name out there, and people that don't know boxing, they believe in that hype. So they sell a lot of pay-per-view, they make money.
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you motherfuckers. Y'all all come with dick?
No.
So some girls don't.
No.
I can come with fingers faster than dick.
Yeah. The tongue. Yeah.
So you like the tongue, yeah.
Not a lot of girls.
Yeah, my ex was more of a tongue. Like I had to eat her out for the cum, and then Ryder is more of a dick.
Ryder's more of the dick.
She's more of like, yeah, yeah. Probably. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's hard. I like the tongue better.
You prefer the tongue. You come with the tongue. You don't you're not a dick comer.
Yeah, not a dick comer. Okay. Tongue comer.
How about you? You dick comer or tongue comer?
I'm a dick comer and a tongue comer.
So you have, okay.
I like it both.
I'm saying which one?
I think that the like coming off of the dick is like more.
What's easier?
The tongue is so much more easy, but the dick is like, it's a different feeling. It's like more like your whole body. Yeah, like you feel it throughout your whole body, like shaking.
How about
type
you?
Shit.
Yeah.
I like the dick better, but the tongue is easier.
It's easier for you. So you'll come faster with the tongue, with a girl eating you out, all your men eating you out.
Yeah, I think all girls. Of course. I think all girls too.
But how about you? Carmen, how about you?
So it took me years and years
to come with the dick?
Yeah. Like I have my girlfriends would talk about it. I'm like, how? Like, how is it possible? Yeah. So it took me a lot of years and I guess the right guy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but tongue is definitely easier. Fingers, everything penetrates the clit, basically.
Gotcha. Right. How about you?
Same.
Tongue?
No, tongue and fingers, really. Tongue and fingers. Like, I could not have sex as long as, like, those two things happens. And I'm okay with that.
You know, like, I guess half of them, to come with head. Like, the only way I'll come with head, I got to not have sex for, like, at least, like, 3 days, no jerk off, nothing. Really? If not, head is really hard. I'm more of a pussy person.
That's like a challenge.
Yeah. Okay, Rama.
Here's a challenge.
His weekend is coming up.
No, I mean, my weekend is coming up.
Just said it. Oh, okay.
That was my ex. That was my ex before he met me.
The more women, the less will catch feelings. So,
Mike, you got a full court basketball game today. You're the Steph Curry of this game.
You better dunk.
You better dunk. Oh, that's funny.
Sex on the first night, is that a will you have sex on the first night?
No.
Why is that?
I won't, because I mean, I want to make sure I gotta see his goods, because I gotta make sure it's good.
Well, you can find on the first night, nigga.
I mean, like, if it's, I don't know, I can't do sex on the first night. I want to see what he's all about. It's a connection thing for me. I will on like the third date, but I want to make him work for it a little bit, because it's so easy nowadays to get pussy. So like,
see, I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. I 100% agree with you. Mm-hmm.
So you want to fuck a guy, even if you don't think you catch chemistry that same night, you can just meet somebody and just...
Honestly, like, let's be honest.
Fuck no.
Like, we all say, no, we don't want to have sex the first time.
Meet that right guy.
Like, let's be honest.
It depends.
It happened.
Oh, yeah. If there's chemistry, you could.
Yeah, and we shouldn't feel bad about that shit at all.
No, it's not about feeling bad. It's just about you need to make him work, too. Yeah, like, we work for hours. You know, like, come on. Like, you got to work for it. You got to work for it. You're not going to get this pussy for free, like, just like that.
Hell no. Hold on. Time out. Nigga, we say shit about for free. You know, you're trying to charge for the pussy already. Fuck.
You know, damn.
Not even free like that. It's just like,
easy.
You, we're magic. All grown enough to say that we've tried both ways. Like, we've had sex with somebody the first night where they don't take you as serious as if you make a dude wait for a couple times.
Yeah.
Kind of learn who they are, because nobody's going to show you who they really are on the first night.
Exactly.
So after a couple times you get to know them, you're like, oh shit, I'm so glad I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
Hey, give him the pussy. You didn't deserve it. Amen. So let the other dude who does deserve it come through and show why he deserves it.
I've never had sex, though, on the first night. Never.
Never?
Never had a one-night stand.
Never had a one-night stand. Cause it's a connection.
They all came back.
It's too...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm sorry.
If I did, they'd probably come back.
And if it's only one time, it's my choice.
I tried to have a one-night stand back in the day. I was like, I went up to the guy, I'm like, let's fuck tonight. And he's like, wait, what? And it, like, he thought it was a game. And he's like, I'm not going to have sex with you tonight. I'm like, why not? I just said I want to have a one-night stand with you because I want to get over somebody else. I was being I was like, can you be my rebound? And he was like, no, I want to take you to dinner and a movie and I'm not going to fuck you. And I was so mad.
Who was that?
I was like, man, what? I just told you you can have sex with me. I want a rebound. I'm like, you look like you're 6'2". You must have a big dick. I mean,
because he's tall.
But then I ended up dating him for like a year. It wasn't my one night stand. So.
Are you still looking for a rebound?
A rebound.
Really good at rebounds.
Oh my god.
How about you?
Me?
One night stand?
I definitely try to do one night stands, but you know, I get a connection quick, and it's like the desire of, no, you shouldn't, and then you just go in, and then you start touching each other, and then you just kind of want to, and then you don't want to, makes you want it anymore, like even more, and then I end up in a relationship with them. Like, that's how it happened to me twice.
I have been a victim of fake watch. It's a guy we got in Philly called Buck Wild. Y'all know Buck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Back in the day, this like 90s.
No, Buck still rock fake shit.
Oh my god. This nigga had me on a payment plan on a fake watch.
Really? Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, Buck.
Buck and
hey,
shit.
Buck.
Buck's on
hey,
the
Buck. Why I'm over here, Michael Blackson, talking about you selling a fake
asshole.
Watch?
He tell Buck, tell him about the fucking fake watch. This nigga had me on a payment plan on a fake Rolex. When I realized it was fake, I stopped paying.
You still kept wearing it though?
Hell yeah, I kept my wife. I was $700 in.
I'm over here in LA with Michael Blacks. He tell me you had him on a payment plan for a fake Rolex.
He know the shit is true, you fucking bum ass nigga. I hate you, Buck.
What's up, Buck?
Which Buck laughed like he got
is
did.
That the singer, Buck Wild?
Mike took me to a college while on like 95. And Mike got like
2,500. So it was like Michael Blackson and friends. So I'm arguing with Mike, like, Mike, where my money at? He's like, motherfucker, you're not professional yet. And they gave me $25, right?
What?
He gave me $25, right? And then, like, a month later, I was like, yo, Mike, I got these rollies. And I sold Mike his first watch.
He still got it
on. He got it on right now.
Yeah, nigga.
Yo, Mike was like, motherfucker, you sold me this fake-ass rollie.
Yeah, it had me on a payment plan. My dumb ass paying this nigga $100 a week on a fake watch.
How much he charged you for it, though?
I don't remember. It was definitely like in it. He probably could have told me $3,500 or something.
Yo, he got it.
He was ready. He was going to pay him 35
like
weeks.
This.
He was going to pay him 35 yeah. weeks for a fake
I was on a payment. I think I was about $700 in when I realized that.
Damn, he burned the shit out of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody told, yeah.
He was going to pay for 35 weeks.
And the thing about it, nigga, the dudes at the barbershop know this shit is fake because it happened at the hair company.
Was you happy when you got the watch?
It happened at the hair company, and I'm like, everybody looking at me like I'm this nut-ass nigga. But they know that, I'm like, y'all know this shit's fake, and nobody said nothing till I was $700 in. And I think either Darren Shula or like, Mark Lightfoot, somebody eventually said, "Yo, Mike, man, it looked just like the one you got on."
Gilly got on, yeah. Gilly got some shit from Buck before too.
It was gold with the diamonds.
Hey, we keep leaving him. Where you going, Mike? Yeah, I'm about to go meet with Buck. They got tired of that shit. They like Mike. This shit.
I gotta pay this down payment. He paying on that shit like a car. Buck got it. Buck said, "You gonna give me $25?"
Oh, fuck you, Buck. I'm still mad at
Buck
you, man.
Shit. Buck put it right off the book from Africa.
Got it.
You want a Rolex?
Huh?
We gotta get you in Philly to perform at the Met Philly.
Buck a promoter now.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that next. I'm just on this Martin contract. Once I'm done that, we could do early next year.
Wow, so he could pay you with 35 acres.
Buck, I don't even want you know. I don't want no. Buck gonna pay me in some kind of Bitcoin. I'm good, Buck. I can't do it now. What's the best month you have? Like what's
during quarantine?
Ooh. For real.
Whole quarantine, amazing. I bought a house off of that.
What?
Did you ever make $100,000 a month yet?
Over
Michael Black.
He said, "Do not underestimate my coochie, motherfucker."
What was the highest?
She made more than the fucking president.
The president?
No, I'm saying the president doesn't make $100,000 a month.
No, they don't. Really? Mike, you're comparing.
No, they make fucking $400,000 a year.
That's not.
No, they make less.
They just control more money, but their paycheck, they got the power to control billions of dollars, but their paycheck is really $400,000 a year.
Minimum wage.
You make more than the fucking
Donald
president.
Trump.
No.
Your pussy makes more than the guys
she
that
makes more than Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie combined together.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
She didn't say what she made
no,
that quarantine.
She makes more than the man that runs the greatest country in the world, okay? Her coochie is worth more than Joe Biden.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And Kamala Harris.
Well, that combined. Means I made more than a president in a year and a month.
Your agent make more than Kamala Harris, okay? And your agent make 10%. What you make?
Did you hear what she just said?
What?
She said more than the president in a year and a month. She just said she made over $400,000 a month. Is that true?
That is true.
What?
In I 1 month,
you, mother sucker?
During quarantine, but... We're not going to talk about that right now.
Right, because the IRS might
I've been shot already. I'm not trying to get robbed and shot. You know what I'm saying?
And then now, you know, you can go and buy your own house.
Mm-hmm. They're very proud of me, I would say.
That's pretty
good. Did she know that your it's pussy money?
I feel like my dad doesn't know, but my mom kind of knows.
I know, because I've been on live with you before, and your mom has been in a house, and I mean, she don't think you're a fucking doctor or nothing, right?
No, she knows that. She'd be like, yeah, I support my daughter. She's twerking on live. When I first started doing Instagram, you remember I was sucking vegetables and stuff.
Right.
And my aunt called her and was like, your daughter a porn star. She's sucking food. She's deep throating on the internet. And I'm just like, oh my God, mommy. And she's like, no, my daughter would never do something like that.
So you're deep throating for the internet.
Yeah.
Your auntie said that.
Mm-hmm.
And when your mom say, "Oh, but you give mom money," she's like, "Oh yeah. No, she's deep throating for the Lord." Yeah.
You know when Jamaican women hit a certain age, they're all about the Lord. You
yes.
Know? Yes. There was a hoochie mama back in the day, but.
But think about when your mom probably she loves you to death.
Yeah.
When your parents love you, you can't nothing anybody could say about you could affect them. They're like, "My daughter's a good girl. I want to hear it."
End of the day.
That's my mother. My mom don't care. I might have 10 bitches. My mom think I'm the best holy son ever.
Yes.
You know, maybe this, I'm just being treated wrong by those 10 bitches.
Yes.
I can't do nothing wrong in my mother's eyes.
Are you because the only
I'm the son? Only. My mom has 8 children because I'm the one that takes care of mom.
Okay.
So I keep any of my brother tries to say shit about me to my mom. She don't want to hear
no,
it.
No, not Mike.
Man, Mike just had a foursome with 4 bitches. I don't want to hear it. Mike is a good guy.
Yes.
He's probably praying for the women.
Yes.
Get out of here. You're a hating brother.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, I had a foursome. Mike, you didn't mean to have it. You was forced into it. 4 women attacked you and started sucking your dick, Mike.
Yes.
Without your permission. I already know what happened. You're a good boy, Mike. Mm-hmm. They just grab your balls for no reason. 4 beautiful women just grab your balls and you're digging balls, Mike.
Yeah, she's probably like, he was just trying to make me a grandchild.
He's trying to give me a beautiful grandchild. You hating ass, broke ass. You the broke brother. Get out of here. Mike is a good child.
I want to use my money
that's
to
not,
scatter
that's
your
not
brain
techno.
For you.
That's Kiss
wow.
Daniel and that's... That's Kiss
wow.
Daniel that has nothing to do with that.
I love
wow.
Just like what Naira did with the with that song, doing that whole thing with the Nigerian. What's going on?
Right.
Nigerian?
But even so, it's still up tempo. You'll still be dancing.
Still be dancing
like, you'll
to
be dancing to your pants.
Oh,
yes.
Holy water.
That's
holy
no,
nah,
no,
man.
Water. There's a song
that's not political.
Pour me water.
Or even if you go far back as like Fela Kuti, right? He
yes.
was making political music, but you still definitely dance. Like that's
Mike too. He made one. It's called Motombo.
It had nothing to do with nothing. Yeah,
I was
talking
I mean,
about my dick, motherfucker.
Oh. Mike, I thought you were talking about Dikembe Mutombo used to play with Charles Barkley.
All right, let's top. Let's name our top 5 Afrobeat artists, right?
Okay.
That's tough. It's gonna be tough. I know.
Okay, that's gonna be
your
very
top
tough.
5, and then we'll go to of all of them, who's to use like number 1. Let's just pick 5 first. No particular order.
Obviously, Burna Boy. Obviously, Wizkid. Obviously, David O. Because that's the 3 everyone talks about.
Right, those 3. And then what would be the other 2 that you think?
Me, myself, of course. Obviously,
okay,
Twerk, Kimani.
Always.
I would have to say, from East Africa, you can put Diamond in there. You can put him in there.
Who?
Diamond from Tanzania. You can throw him
Diamond.
In there. Yep, definitely top. You need more, right? Casper Nyovest, South Africa. There's a million. Yemi Alade, she's huge. That's not 20. I mean, it's over 5.
I was just trying to go 10 then, because we are like 7 now.
But I've been naming all of them. You need to. You gotta. You don't know any Chinese best friend?
Mike is teaching, showing me.
Mike, you gotta show him more, man.
No, he does. Yeah.
I haven't listened to the Tanzanian girl yet. Maybe I've heard the song. I didn't know who it was.
Okay. Oh, it's a
it's
guy.
Hot. It's a guy. I'm sorry. The Tanzanian
guy. No. Do you understand Swahili?
I don't speak that. Oh. I barely understand.
I heard that
English.
Ghana girl song. Have you heard it?
Oh, Kidi's dope. Kidi's amazing.
So how about South Africa? Who you name out of South Africa?
I named Casper.
He's a guy also?
Yeah, he's a guy. He's a rapper. I think he's incredible. He's a dope performer.
Is like, he better than the other guy that did that song recently? He's like, he had that really hot song right now.
You talking about Focalistic?
Focalistic, yeah.
Way different vibe.
For real?
Way different vibe. I mean, no, Casper does. He does I'm a Piano too, but like he's a rapper. So he does. And then he's a, I don't know how to explain it. Casper has performed on like, sold out stadiums on his own, 70,000
wow.
people.
Oh, he's that
90,000.
Big.
Yeah, everyone I'm mentioning is like
big,
done okay. something pretty cool.
Got you. Okay. What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasokas Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind the scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasokas.
Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
So me and Sean go way back.
Way back.
Fucking back. So what's the funniest thing you remember about us?
Okay. I remember this one time we had a show in North Carolina. Me, you, Darren, you know, Diaz.
You tell the story. Oh, my God.
Diaz.
Darren Sanders is a comedian.
Darren Sanders. It was Coca Brown, I think, was on the show. And I forget who else was. So after the show. This is way before Mike was engaged, so, you know, back
this
then.
Is like 2002, three.
So yeah, long time ago. So yeah. DS and Mike, somehow they got in the same room, but they had two groupies they took back to the hotel, right?
Right.
So DS tells me the story. He said they in the room, the lights out, and DS on one bed and Mike in another bed with the other girl, and said, DS said all he heard was the girl in Mike bed say, "God damn." Girl, come and look at this motherfucker. And she said, a friend came over and said, "Shit." And she said, "You want some of this?" She's like, "Nah, I'll just stay over here with him."
Holy crap, Michael Blackson.
So I do. That was some funny shit, man. I remember that.
Oh my God.
I mean, what happened?
I wasn't in there. I just got told what happened.
Yeah, you got told. You know, the funny thing about, I'm trying to think, going on a road back then, like,
I know some stories.
Well, this was the day where I'm making $500 a show. Wasn't making much.
Well, that's still,
you know, that's a lot of like, money back in 2003, okay. Michael Blackson.
Shit.
And so we find, I remember one time I wasn't making enough money, I didn't want to spend a night in my, you know, I didn't want to pay for a hotel, because we travel so much, we have friends everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much have a girl in almost every, if yes. I want any
Step
city
friends,
I can call.
Then he says girl.
Well, I ain't going to meet no niggas, motherfuckers. We got bitches every city.
How dare we?
Or even if we ain't fucking, I could go any city, I could look up that city area code and call a girl. And so I remember one time I went to Atlanta. It was this one chick, bad, thick, tall bitch.
Stallion.
And I went Stallion. That's what it is. I went still work crib. And why this bitch ex knocking?
Man. Oh shit!
Have you had this experience?
Hell yeah!
Dang.
Oh my! So luckily, by the time he came there, I think was already done fucking, and everything was over with. But then the girl I was with, her brother was there at the crib. It was in her house, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy come, her brother's like a fucking major. He trying to stop the dude. I'm like, I'm just quiet.
How
like,
did he know? Like,
how does this happen? A man always sense with somebody with a big dick fucking his woman. There was a big dick sensor out there that alerts a man.
So it happened to me too. So there's average, obviously a regular dick sensor out there too. Hey, listen, I always tell motherfuckers, like, I ain't got no big dick. I ain't got no little dick. My dick like the Clippers. Like, I can get you in the playoffs, but I can't win no titles. Like, we can't beat the Lakers with this dick. But I could beat the Wizards with this dick.
You got the Clippers dick, okay.
I got the Clippers dick, yeah.
I actually just did a pay-per-view event. I did a celebrity boxing match with Peter Guns.
Trainer?
Fought? Yeah, we fought in Atlantic City.
What, y'all was it on the card for somebody else?
No, we were headliners.
For real?
Yeah, we headlined the card. It was the co-headlines. It was me versus Peter, and then Lamar Odom versus Aaron Carter. So we were the co-headlines, and we just did that whole pay-per-view shit. And
what the fuck? How was that? Who won the fight, first of all?
I did, yeah.
But Google that shit. Make sure.
Google it, man.
So what? Are you guys really hitting each other?
Yeah. No, and the funny thing was that we spoke. Peter's like my big brother. I love Peter Guns. You know what I mean? And we spoke prior to this shit. And we was like, yo, man, we just going to, you know, play it around, give a good show for the people. This was the conversation. He literally, like, came to my room early that day, and we was chilling. We even had a shot together. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just, all right, cool. The fucking bell rings.
Ding.
We walk in. As soon as I'm like, okay, cool, I'm playing over here like Cassius Clay shit. Petey just comes because he had Roy Jones Jr. training him.
Shit.
He just came with some slide move and just, and I said, wow, that really hurt. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of friend is this?
He hit me hard. And I said, so I grabbed him in the first round. I said, Peter, you want to fight? I said, because we have to fight. And you're hitting me hard. And he said, yo, Cisco, let's just fight, bro.
Damn, damn shit.
Fucking guy, man. So now we're fighting. You know what I mean? Like, for real. You know? But it was a dope experience.
How much did you make? Did you know?
Nothing. It was the fucking... So here's the deal with pay-per-view.
You got knocked, you got punched in the face for free?
I got, well, I mean, no. I mean, I didn't work for free, but.
It wasn't great money.
Let's just say, no, it wasn't great money. And let's just say this. The pay-per-view game is really fucking funny. Like, you really got to be on top of that shit. Because what it is it's recoupable against all the expenses that put into those boxing matches, those events.
Oh.
So they got to get all that shit back first, the promotion company, and then you'll get the percentage off of whatever the profits are, you know, so.
So you got to hype them up, do all that crazy
do all that
shit.
Yeah, you do all that shit. You know, I enjoyed it for the experience. You know, I thought it was a good time. We, you know, we had some fun with it. But would I do that shit again? Nah.
But I like different strokes. Different strokes to the world. Everybody got a special kind of story. Everybody's amazing. It don't matter what you say, but the different strokes to the world.
Mike, after different strokes, listen to this.
After
different song, they're going to file a lawsuit against you.
After different songs, facts of life. The facts of life. The facts of life. It's the facts of life. Take the good, you take the bad. Take the good, take the bad. That's right, motherfuckers. How about the Jeffersons? Moving on up through these you finally got a piece of the pie.
Mike, can you say the next Friday again for the fans that when you walk into the door of the DCD place?
That's my shit right there.
What is this? This is whack. I can't get jiggy with this shit. Where's your manager, that pink motherfucker? You look like that player hater with so many shit. I have no damn receipt. Kiss my ass, so what? Oh, shit, please don't hit me. I'm just a bitch ass nigga.
You ain't even. And I don't got no damn receipt.
And I have no damn receipt. Kiss my ass or what? Exactly. You know you are fucking with. Try again, motherfucker. Desmond Tutu. Try again, motherfucker. It's an ugly nigga. Try again. I go post on this, motherfucker.
Yeah. The end is near. And so I face the final curtain, my friends, I'll say clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain, I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew.
But through it all, when there were doubts, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. What has he got? If not himself. I think,
Right, this is a different version.
This is the wrong one. This is the German version. Mike, I got the German version.
I have the Ghana version.
Oh, for goodness gracious. No wonder why we sounded like Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men, not on their prime, like now when they sing.
Thank you all for joining us. See you another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm Michael Blackson. Chinese best friend is in the building.
Chinese best friend, thanks for listening, you mother suckers. We learned a lot today, Michael Blackson.
What did you learn, Chinese best friend?
I learned that you should be honest. That's to everything. Right. So starting tomorrow, I'll be honest to my tax attorney.
Thank you, Mother Suckers.